Now, if I am going to teach you about truth, then also some of the topics will be more difficult to understand and sometimes even to accept, because many errors have entered into our thinking. Errors that give us excuses to sin, to be selfish, and sometimes the errors accuse others of sin where there actually is no sin. I hope to remind you of principles which our Lord first taught us and were clarified in Catholic teaching through the centuries that can help you discern truth from error. The devil sometimes gets us to overlook sin as we try to help those in need. Justice is a word that has been completely distorted in today's world. But we'll learn more about justice and the importance of truth in guiding society back to the ways of God. In these episodes, I hope to tell you about people who can inspire us and teach us, practices to add to your life, principles you can use to guide you in what is happening, and many stories and ideas that you can think about through the week. For truly, life is worth pondering. Finally, as I conclude this broadcast, I want to read to you something I sent out recently in my newsletter. If you are on my newsletter mailing list, then you've already heard this, but it is very important. It's about truth. So this is a lesson about truth. And then I'm going to read the backside of my paper, which is from Fulton Sheen. And then we'll close with a prayer. My article that I wrote recently is called Make America Deist Again. Make America Deist Again. If I had money to spend on billboards, this is the message I would spread across the USA. Little by little, many who do not wish us to acknowledge a creator and God have been taking away our ability to acknowledge God in public, God who has been the foundation of our nation from its beginning. They have actually used our freedoms to take away our freedoms, and they have done it very effectively as well. And because those who do love God know so little about history or philosophy, they have been unable to stop the tidal wave of atheism that has taken captive the ideals upon which our nation was founded. The summer I began giving away rosaries in honor of the 100th anniversary of Fatima, many insights came to me about truth in society. Insights that could help us better defend what we believe rather than just argue about it. Not just to condemn those who are on the other side than we are, but to gently lead them towards truths rooted in God. One of these insights that first summer came about like this. I drive an hour and a half each evening to return home from the Baraga Shrine through summer and fall. Often there is a Christian program I listen to on current events and other faith topics. During the program, they will often say, "Our country was built on Judeo-Christian principles." And of course, most people would agree with that. But one evening I had a strong insight, which I think came from the Holy Spirit, and maybe even some of our founding fathers. No, it wasn't. Many of you know that a great number of our founding fathers were deists and not Christians. In other words, they did not necessarily follow the teachings of Christ, but did acknowledge a supreme being, God. Deo means God in Latin. Deism is a philosophy rather than a religion, which was not so good for them since they did not know our Lord, but very important for our country.